Suppose, you know, one of the beautiful things, there are many, many beautiful things that we see in Parshas Lech Lecha. Of course, again, the Nisayon of Lech Lecha itself. But of course, what's especially beautiful is the Haftacha, is the promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to Avraham Avinu in the Parsha. And he says to Avraham Avinu, you know, bless you, you go ahead and I'm asking you to do many difficult things in life, but if you do so, he promises great bracha, Ve'eschaladoi gadol, I will make you into a great nation. I'll bless you. I'll make your name great. And you will be a blessing. This is in the opening. This is in the second pasuk in the parasha. So Rashi HaKadosh says very beautifully over here, what does it mean? So Rashi quotes over here, Zesha Omrim Elokei Avram. So I will write, I'll make you into a great nation. This is, we say every day in Shmona Esrei, it's an allusion to Shmona Esrei. We say Elokei Avram, that the way we introduce our tefillah, our dialogical connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is to say God is the God of Avraham. And then it says, Va'avarechacha, I'll bless you. Zesh Omrim Elokei Yitzchak. What does it mean, I'll bless you? That again, you're going to have naches from your son, that we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the God of Yitzchak. Va'agad lo shemecha, I'll make your name great. Zesh Omrim Elokei Yaakov. So we'll say, Rashi HaKadosh sees over here that there is a reference to Shmona Esrei. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, Avraham Avinu, not only will you be great, but he will say, you know, the true almost barometer or litmus test of greatness is not momentary greatness or is not even single generational greatness. It's multi-generational greatness. If I could be great, but my children are not, then what have I really accomplished? If I could be great, but my grandchildren are not, then what have I really accomplished? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, your greatness is going to be multi-generational greatness. I'll make you great, Elokei Avram. Right, I'll bless you, Elokei Yitzchok. Vagat lo shmecha, make your name great. This is Elokei Yaakov. So the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh asks, I want to quote to you. The Baal Shem Tov says, Madua ein omrim Elokei Avram, Madua ein omrim Elokei Avram, Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Ela maskirim es Hashem etzol kol echa me'avos. Ask the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh a very simple question. Why don't we open Shmona Esrei? And why doesn't Rashi just say, for all time, I will be known as Elokei Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov. I'll be known as the God of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. Why does it have to say Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Velokei Yaakov? It's a good kasha. It's a good kasha on Shmona Esrei. It's a good kasha on Rashi. And it's a good kasha on the Haftacha. Meaning, if you're promising Avram multi-generational greatness, then just say for all eternity, I will be known as the God of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Why? Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Rabbi, listen to the answer of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. The Baal Shem Tov says, Ki kol echel meha'avos, higia bekochos atzmo ubidurachav hamiyuchedes la'karas Hashem. L'cho echad haisa derech miyuchedes ba'avodas Hashem. Rabbi, to teach us, if it would have just said, Elokei Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, I would have thought, what? There's one path to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's one derech to the Ribono Shel Olam. There's one nature of relationship. And therefore, says the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, Avraham Avinu, listen. Here's what I can promise you. I can promise you multi-generational greatness. I can promise you that your son, your grandson, your great-grandchildren, us, your great-great-grandchildren, will serve me. But here's the reality. The reality is, there's not just one relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's not just one path to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Harbe drachim yesh lemakom. People say, there are many ways to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are many points of connection. There are many avenues of connection. How do we show that? There's an Elokei Avram. Elokei Avram, the God of Avram, was one type of God, one type of relationship. Elokei Yitzchak, where there's another type of relationship. Elokei Yaakov, which is a third type of relationship. People say, there is no such thing. Yes, we all live in a framework, right? That framework has certain obligations, that framework has certain duties, but within that framework, our job is to cultivate a unique relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I want to share with you something amazing. It just dawned on me last night. I have to thank you for the ability to share these words of Torah, because it allows me to think about things in a different way. In next week's parasha, skipping ahead just a little bit, in next week's parasha, the Torah says, this is the end of Vayera. Torah says, Perek Chaf Aleph Pasak Lamed Gimel. So the Torah relates, Vayita Eshel Be'er Sheva. Avraham Avinu planted an Eshel in Be'er Sheva. So Eshel literally is a tree. So Rashi HaKadosh says, what's the pshat? What happened? What's the tree? So Rashi says, either it's a fruit tree or he created an inn. Right? He made like a little bed and breakfast. Right? Bed and breakfast in Mesopotamia. And what happens? People would come, and when they would come, he would feed them. And when they would leave, when they would get ready to leave, so what happens? After they're ready to leave, they're giving him a shkoyach, thank you, how much do we owe you? And he says, nothing, you owe me nothing. So who should you thank? Rather, just do me a favor, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Go ahead and thank God. But say, you understand the godlessness. What was Aram Avinu saying? Aram Avinu could have said, listen, you know what? You really want to thank me? Let's do a bris milah. Right? You really want to thank me? You really committed? Let's do a bris milah. Right? Right? Oh, right? Okay. Thanks, but no thanks. Hey, let's do a bris milah. You know what? You really want to thank me? Let's keep Shabbos. You really want to thank me? Give tzedakah. He didn't say that. You know what the greatness of Aram Avinu was about saying? You know, sometimes what you just have to do is you just have to be the connector between the Jew and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then it's up to the Jew to find their own way. Don't tell people what to do or how to do it. Don't tell people what they need to do to be holy, what they need to do in order to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our job, is just to be a point of connection between ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and between points of connection between other people and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then it's up to every single person to blaze their own trail. It's up to every single person to find their unique relationship. Avraham Avinu, if you notice, he didn't push anything. All he said was, you know what? This is God's food. Just think HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just create a dialogical connection to the Ribono Shel Olam. And once you create that connection, I trust you. You're a good person. Find your connection. You want my advice? I'm happy to give you my advice. But I'm not going to tell you what to do. Instead, I'm just going to go ahead and serve as the shadchan between you and the Ribono Shel Olam. Once that connection is created, then I trust you to find your way. We'll say, that's the godless of Avraham Avinu. He never pushed an agenda. You know, sometimes we're so agenda driven in so many different ways. You need to do this, you need to do that. We'll say our job, it's true with ourselves and it's true with others. Our job is to find our own connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And our job is to encourage others to find their connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not an Elokei Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov people. We're an Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak V'Elokei Yaakov. Recognizing Harbe Drachim Yesh L'Makom. We'll say there are many different ways and many different paths towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have to learn to respect the paths of others. And this is true, by the way, this is true, whether those paths veer to the right of us, or whether those paths veer to the left of us. We certainly don't have to agree with them. We certainly don't have to subscribe to them. But we have to acknowledge that there are many different pathways to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as long as someone is on one of those paths, as long as they fall into that category of Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, then ultimately we have to have love, we have to have respect for them. Says the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, this was the Haftacha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was making to Aram Avinu. Avram, the same way you live the life of recognizing that different people have different drachim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everybody just needs to find their path, that's going to be the strength of your people at Dor Dor. So we'll say we should be Zochem Eretz Hashem to do two things. Number one, to find our path to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll say it's very, very, very important. We're not supposed to be carbon copies of one another. We're supposed to ultimately, yes, we have the same 630 mitzvos, we have the same obligations, we do, we all have the same mitzvos, but within that framework of mitzvos, each of us has to find our unique relationship to Hashem. Find our unique dialogical relationship, our unique behavioral relationship. I have to have my own personal relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam, and mine should be different than yours. That's on the personal level. On the global level, Rabbos, we also have to understand that as a klal, we're not going to be the same. As a klal, we're not going to act the same. We're not going to behave the same. Often, we're not even going to practice the same. But we have to respect that beautiful spectrum within our people. We have to respect the fact that we are a people, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. I have my shitos, I have my beliefs, and I'm not going to bend, and I'm not going to yield, and I'm not going to concede on one iota of them. But I also still love you as long as you're trying to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But say, you know how to accomplish Ahavas Yisrael? If you believe that every single Jew is trying to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But say, just some of us are on a very circuitous path. Some of us just have, like, we got off at the wrong exit. And mamish, like, we lost satellite. You know, sometimes you get off at the wrong exit, and, like, your GPS says, lost satellite service. And you're like, shkoyach, right? Right now, when I need you most, right? I lost that. You know, there are a lot of Jews like that. That sometimes they just got off at the wrong exit. They're trying to get to the right destination. But they lost satellite connection. So they're stopping here and they're at this gas station and this person pointed them here. Listen, you have to believe that every single Jew, and it's true, this is Emes La'amito, every single Jew is looking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Some know they're looking, some don't know they're looking, but everyone is looking. You want to know how to have Avas Yisrael? By recognizing that if every single Jew is looking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I love them, if I accept them for who they are, that gives them the fuel, that gives them the courage, that gives them the strength ultimately to get to their destination. We should be zochet Meretz Rabosai to live a life of Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. And we should be zochet to see in our fellow Jews manifestations of our great avos, manifestations of the Harbi Drachem LaTorah. We should all be zochet to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Amen.
Here's it tonight.
Yeah, be careful. Rabosai, remember to take you tomorrow.